Please open your Bibles to the 119th Psalm, Psalm 119. Your Schofield Reference Bible, page 661. We'll be reading verses 121 through 128. Psalm 119, verses 121 through 128, and in the Schofield Bible, page 661. We're reading these verses responsively, with special attention to verses 126 and 127. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. I have done judgment and justice. Lead me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. And let's pray. And Father, we certainly praise thee for the wonderful day that you've given us thus far. And the day is by no means over. We have yet this evening service. The evening service has been a hallmark of things accomplished throughout the years in this church. It's time for we as Christians to listen and to be challenged by that which you've given to our preacher to instruct us and to help us. We pray that you bless now this service in a very wonderful way. We pray for thy help for our preacher, and help our attention to be all that it ought to be. For our sake, for thy sake, we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Let me say before I bring the message, before I pray tonight, I'm going to say some things that are rather blunt. I've never done that before. I thought I'd try it. And if tonight, if you don't agree with some of the things I say, it'd be to your benefit not to write me a note, stick it under my door, because I'll preach the same sermon next Sunday night if you do. This is no time to be vague. These are not days to not be understood. These are days when the banner ought to be raised high and the printing ought to be visible. And I'll say some things tonight that I wouldn't have said years ago, because no need to have said them years ago. So I want you to take your Bibles and turn again to Psalm 119. I want to show you the last three verses of that little chat, that little paragraph, read a while ago, verse 126, 127, 128. And I want you to notice the word therefore. Anytime you have the word therefore, you're connecting the following statement that follows to the statement that's gone before. Now, in verse number 126, it is time for thee, O Lord, to work. Now, that word for there, however, it's time to work because they have made void thy law. Now, the word in the 119th Psalm, it's all about the Bible. Sometimes the Bible is called his statutes. Sometimes the Bible is called his commandments. Sometimes the Bible is called his words. Sometimes the Bible is called his law. But the 119th Psalm calls the Word of God many, many different things. So when it says it is time for thee, O Lord, to work, they made void thy law, it means they've made void the Word of God. Now notice the word therefore. Therefore, because they have made void. Don't miss it now. Because they have made void thy law, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Now you have the word therefore again. Therefore, because they have made void thy law, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Let me invert that or reverse that and start at the bottom. The psalmist said, I love the Word of God. I love it above gold. I love it above fine gold. And he said, I esteem all of it. The word precept means the Word of God. Concerning all things to be right, and because of the fact that I love the Word of God, I hate every false way. Now, what made him increase his hatred for every false way? What made him increase his esteem and love for the Word of God? It says in verse 26, they have made void thy law. They have made void the Word of God. Consequently, I love it more. They have made, by the way, this, they have made void thy law, is durative. It means they have made void thy law, so I love it more. They made void thy law some more, so I love it like gold. They made void thy law some more, I love it like fine gold. They made void thy law some more, so I esteem thy precepts more than ever. They made void thy law, so I hate every false way. They made void thy law some more, so I hate every false way more. He's saying, I love the book. The more the world hates it, the more I love it. That's what he's saying. And the more the world disobeys it, the more I love it. And the more the world goes into sin, the more I hate sin. He is equating his intensity of his love for the Bible and his defense of the Bible and his hatred for sin directly to the proportion of the people making void the Word of God. I'm speaking tonight on the subject, yep, I've changed. So did the psalmist. Psalmist said they made void the Word of God. I changed. I hated it more. I loved the Bible more and hated the evil way more. He said, and the more they hated, the more they made void the Word of God, the more I changed. The more I loved the Bible. The more I hated sin. He said, as they changed that way, I changed this way. I balance the equation, he says. Our Heavenly Father, bless the message tonight. Help me as I preach it. And help the people as they hear it. They're going to hear the truth. Now help them to have sense enough to know it. In Jesus' name, amen. Yep. I've changed. Somebody said, Brother Hiles, I followed your ministry for years. And you've changed. I said, yep. You take a stronger stand than you ever did. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. Let me get my... Brother Hiles, you didn't used to use that mic you got there now. That's right. You're getting warm now. You're getting close. Brother Hiles, you're more intense. Yeah, I am. You're right. You're not what you used to be. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I've changed. You know why I've changed? Because the enemy has changed. The more Jesse Jackson screams, the more I'm going to scream. The more they make light of this book, the more I'm going to make bright of this book. The more excited the charismatics get, the more excited I'm going to get. Psalmist said, they have made void thy law, therefore. Because they have made void thy law, I love the Word of God more than ever. Because they have made void the Word of God, I love it like gold. Gold is valued. You love gold. You fight for gold. You guard gold. When he said, I love the Word of God like gold, he said, it's as precious to me as gold, it's as precious to me as fine gold, and he said, it's more precious to me than fine gold. Let me illustrate what I'm saying. You've heard the story, I won't go into it and elaborate on it. I was out in Casper, Wyoming, in a taxi cab, a denominational executive was in the back seat with me. We're both going to the airport, and all of a sudden he started to say something bad about John Rice. And I said, you better shut up. He didn't shut up. So you don't criticize my friends to me. You won't do that. You and I are going to have trouble. And so he kept, and finally he said something real bad about John Rice. I said to the cab driver, stop the cab.
stopped the cab. I got out, took my coat off, rolled up my sleeves, and I grabbed the nominational secretary by the collar, said, get out. He said, why? I said, because one of us going to get whipped. Now, if you had seen me in the back of that cab fellowshipping with him, you'd have said, all of a sudden, you've changed. Yeah, but he changed me. You see, he said something that caused me to react. And the psalmist said, the less they make of that book, the more I react. And the more I change. Back in the World War, by the way, a fellow said to me not long ago, said, I'm like you used to be. That's what he said. He bragged on. He was trying to make me think that, turn me up just a tad. P.A.M.N. P.A.M.N. Hey, P.A.M.N. Turn me up just a tad, please. He said, I'm like you used to be. I said, yeah, but sin's not like it used to be. And if you're like I used to be, you're not preaching hard enough against sin. I'm saying I've changed just like the psalmist changed. He said, they have made void thy law, therefore I love it more. They made void thy law some more, therefore I love it like gold. They made void thy law some more, I love it like fine gold. They made void thy law some more, I love it like above fine gold. They made void thy law some more, I love its precepts. They made void thy law some more, and I hate every false way. And the degree of hatred of sin ought to be exactly in proportion to the degree of the committing of sin in our generation. A preacher ought to preach harder against sin now than he did 40 years ago, or 25 years ago. Back in 1939, 40, we had a peaceful nation. All of a sudden, in 1941, December 7th, the Japanese insidiously attacked Pearl Harbor. All of a sudden, we were thrust into World War II. Our boys went to battle. Our entire energy was turned toward fighting the enemy. Adolf Hitler on the European front and the Japanese on the Pacific front. Somebody could have walked up and said, you're not like you used to be. No, we've been attacked. But we didn't just decide to get meaner. We got meaner because somebody attacked us, and we're responding to it. And bless God, they've been attacking this book now, and I'm getting madder about it all the time. That's exactly what the psalmist is saying. He's saying the more they hate it, the more I love it. The more they cuss it, the more I bless it. The more they don't like it, the more I like it. The more they do without it, the more I'm going to stress it. The more they fight against it, the more I'm going to fight for it. That's exactly what he's saying. And it's time for God's people to get out of the cab, take off our coat, roll up our sleeves, and say to the devil, you and I are going to get knocked out, one of us. There's no time for panty waste. Onward, Christian soldiers. Paul didn't say, I poured a good glass of lemonade. Then to a good tea party, so I fought a good fight. Paul didn't say I bowled a 300 game. I shot par on a golf course, caught a 25-pound bass. He said I fought the good fight. Paul didn't say I've showed a good movie. Paul didn't say we've had the good drama. Paul said I fought the good fight. And brother, the devil's pretty mad tonight. He's not in the good humor. And it's time we got in the bad humor about the devil and about sin, in direct proportion to the way the enemy is fighting this blessed old book. We had a fire here years ago. For days before that, the firemen were playing checkers down at the fire department, fire station. All of a sudden, the fire came. The firemen became fanatics about putting out the fire. I'm sure some little fireman that was lazy and scared walk up and say, you guys have changed. You were playing checkers yesterday. All of a sudden, you're fighting a fire. That's because there is a fire. I'm saying that they changed. Now, somebody said, you're a King James fanatic. Yep. I'm a King James Bible fanatic. Don't get mad now. You'll kill somebody after a while. I'll raise up two fingers when they get mad. Yes, and I want to make this very plain. I'm not for any college that uses any other Bible besides that Bible out there. I'm not for any movement that uses any Bible. I don't mean, they say, we use the King James in our classroom, but we teach it in our private devotionals. We use the NIV. I'm not for that school. I'm against that school, and I wouldn't send a cocker spaniel to it. Can you understand what I'm saying? Brother Hounds, 35 years ago, you didn't preach like that. Yeah, we didn't have the NIV 35 years ago either. Psalmist said, I hate sin. I love that book. I defend that book. I fight that book because they have made void thy precepts, thy law. They have made void thy law, therefore. I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. He goes on to say, I hate every false way. Now then, we've been waiting. Let's go swimming. I have two kinds of sermons I preach, mean and meaner. One kind of sermon I preach is personal, to you personally. I preached that this morning, to you personally. Another kind of sermon is positional, to let you know our position. Tonight, this morning, was a personal sermon. Tonight's a positional sermon. I've always loved and fought for the Bible. Always have. Then they came out with the Revised Standard Version of the Bible. So, therefore, Psalmist says, therefore. They've made void thy law, therefore. I love it more. I hate everybody. I hate every false way more. I esteem it higher. And the more they make it void, the more I'm going to hate their position and love the book. The more they make it void, the more I'm going to fight for the book. The more they make it void, the more I'm going to defend the book. The more they make it void, the more I'm going to read the book. The more they make it void, the more I'm going to believe the book. The more they make it void, the more I'm going to obey the book. Then, they came out with the Amplified Bible to make it easier to understand. Isn't it funny? They call us ignorant, and we can understand the King James, and they can. Go down to Moody Bible Institute. They'll say, we're unlearned. Well, how come they got to have the simple Bibles in? But Howells Anderson College understands the King James. Maybe we ought to go down there and teach it to them. You say, you shouldn't have said that. Just did. You say, why you be? You said, you wouldn't have said that 30 years ago, knowing they wouldn't have the NIV Bible down 30 years ago either. Because they had made void thy law. I love this book more, fight for it more, stand for it more, and hold it higher. I'm for the Bible. I'm for the Bible that made this country. I'm for the Bible that built the great churches of America. I'm for Dwight Moody's Bible. I'm for Billy Sunday's Bible. I'm for John Rice's Bible. I'm for Lee Robertson's Bible. I'm for the Word of God that has caused every great revival this country has ever seen. And brother, I'm set for the defense of the King James Bible. You don't have to like it, but you're going to have to get used to it. And they came out with the New King James. So I love the Bible more. I hated every false way more. They came out with the New Scofield. So I love the Bible more. What Psalmist said, they made void thy law. Now look, folks, let me say something. All these Bibles can't be true. I'll tell you something else, too. If the whole thing is a dirty mercenary movement. They're trying to make money. They're not trying to make money, have them give them away for a while. They're copyrighting these Bibles. So-called Bible. Only Bible in America is not copyrighted. The world's not copyrighted. The King James Bible. I can print the King James Bible myself tonight if I want to and sell copies tomorrow. There's no copyright. But every one of these Bibles are copyrighted because this Zondervan and all these other Nelson publishers and all these other so-called Bible printers, these false Bible printers, are trying to make a buck. And brother, that's against the truth of God's Word. Then they came out with the New Scofield. So I hated their every false way more. So I loved this Word of God more. So I defended this Bible more. So I stood for the Bible more. Why? Every time they print some other so-called version of the Bible, it makes me madder at that and more in love with this book. And it becomes more precious gold. And brother, you guard your precious gold. You guard your jewels. You guard your gold. You'll fight for money. You'll fight for gold. And bless God, I'm set to fight to the finish for this blessed Bible. I'm talking about the King James Bible. They came out with the New International Version, NIV. Therefore, I love the Bible more. Therefore, as the psalmist said, therefore I love thy commandments above gold. Therefore, I love thy commandments above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts, get this now, concerning all things to be right, or all things that are right. And therefore, I hate every false way. And they came out with the New American Standard. The Bible says that every word, Psalm 12 says, every word of God is preserved and will be preserved unto all generations. Somewhere in this world there is a book that contains the words of God. Now I've got more respect for a fellow that pulls out NIV Bible and said, this is it, than a fellow pulls out all of them and says, read the one you like best. Then they came out with the contemporary English version. You ought to read some of that junk. You ought to read some of that contemporary English version. It's in hippie language. It's sacrilegious. It's unbelievable. And yet, I read an article where Warren Wiersbe endorsed it. He said, I didn't know that. That's why I'm telling you, dummy. Time some of these rascals that are getting your money under false pretense were exposed. I'm talking about the Charles Stanleys that are preaching out of the NIV Bible, and you're sending your money to them. He says, I don't like that preaching. You can lump it with sugar or salt or ice cream or whipped cream. I don't care. But brother, it's time we expose the fellow. They won't tell you. Somebody else ought to tell you. He says, I don't like your preaching. I don't like your Bible either. You say, we'll fire you. I go on Social Security. I'll go to Florida and play shuffleboard with my wife. So they came out with the good news to modern man, for modern man. They want to say good news for modernists. When they came out with that, I love this book more. I treasure this book more. I defend this book more. I fight for this book more. Why? They have made void thy law, therefore I esteem thy law more, I defend thy law more, it's more precious to me, and because of that, I think I more and more we ought to obey what this Bible teaches, and because of it, I hate every false way. Then they came out with a contemporary version, contemporary English version, and today's English version. And the New Revised Standard Version. And the Reader's Digest Condensed Version. I wish they'd condense it down to nothing. We've been swimming, now we're going to go in the deep water. I used to be for the American Bible Society. I am totally against the American Bible Society. I have right here their latest brochure of advertisement. I'm talking about a Bible Society that was built to spread this King James Bible around the world. Here are their Bibles. Easter Scriptures, Ash Wednesday leaflet. I like to burn this thing and let that be the ashes. Palm Sunday leaflet, Good Friday leaflet, Lenten and Easter Scripture User's Guide, Contemporary English Version for Children, Contemporary English Version for Family, Contemporary Paperbound New Testament Contemporary English Version. Then, if you don't like that one, there's another called Today's English Version. If you don't like that one, there's one called New King James advertised. Don't like that? There's the New International Version. If you don't like that, there's the New American Standard. If you don't like that, there's the New Revised Standard. If you don't like that, there's the Revised Standard. If you don't like that, oh, by the way, here, I'm so glad they included this. This next page is for Catholic readers. The American Bible Society, started by fundamental believers for the propagation of the King James Bible, now making available Bibles for Catholics. Hardcover Good News Bible with the Apocrypha. And Deuterocanonicals. Did I pronounce that right, Bill? Deuterocanonicals? Good to ask somebody knows something here. Say, what are those Deuterocanonicals? There's some canonicals came from Deutero. Stay out of Deutero! They got too many canonicals there. Bill probably hates me when I preach like this. I'm chopping up all of his... He takes this thing in such a cultural approach, but you ain't cultural. You need somebody to kick a pulpit and say, get rid of your Bibles except the King James Bible. Don't misunderstand me. I'm for his book. Thank God for it. I'm just not smart enough to write it or understand it, but thank God for it. They got them all. They even got a contemporary version for little children. If you don't like that, they got comic books. The whole thing is a comic book, far as I'm concerned. Dick Tracy is more Bible than the contemporary Bible. Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead and Little Orphan Annie are more Bible than the NIV Bible. They have made void thy law, therefore I love thy law. Like gold, above fine gold. I love every word of it. I love it. I'll defend it. I'll stand for it. I'll protect it. I'll guard it. I hate every false way. I hate it more because they've made void the law of God more. You say, Brother Howell, aren't you afraid some of these institutions will find out what you said? I'll send the tape. You'll give me their address. I used to trust Zondervan. Wouldn't give you a dime for the whole institution. Because they have printed fake Bibles, heretical Bibles, false Bibles to make a buck. I used to preach in Southern Baptist churches. They got the new Bible they printed, left the King James Bible, therefore. Don't blame me, they changed before I did. You look at these Zondervans and Southern Baptist and American Bible Society, and you'll say, Brother House, why? You didn't used to criticize them. I know it, they didn't used to criticize this book right here either. When I was a kid preacher, as a Southern Baptist preacher, you couldn't find a Southern Baptist preacher preached on anything but the King James Bible. I've got a change in my pocket. You got to change your pocket. Got to change your pocket. Make it bills. One, all I want's a dime. See that dime right there? I wouldn't give that dime for the whole Southern Baptist Convention. Did I make it plain? You go to Fuller Seminary, you go to Southern Seminary, go to Southwestern Seminary, and you'll find every dirty, stinking Bible the devil ever put out on the shelves of those libraries. And, brother, the King James Bible is almost antiquated anymore. They have made void thy law. They have made void thy law. Therefore. Not through. I used to be for the Gideons. I'm against the Gideons. You say, Brother House, are you for anything? Dr. Rice used to tell about the Chinese fellow that was chased by a lion. He was running and running and running, and he turned around and said to the lion, "You like on my tracks, I'll make us some more." I'm against anybody against that book. I'm against any religion that's not for that book right there. He says, "I'll join my church next Sunday. See me after the service. I can tell you some pussyfooting churches you'd like." I'm not for any institution, any church, any denomination, any college, any seminary that even uses any other Bible other than the King James Bible. Well, Gideon's, when I went in a hotel room one time, opened my little drawer there in the nightstand and found a Bible that wasn't King James, I said, "That does it." I used to preach for the ACE. Fasten your safety belts. I better use a little tranquilizer. Calm me down a little bit. I preached many years at the National ACE Convention. They invited me next week. I wouldn't do it. You know why? Because I read in their literature, use whatever Bible you want to use in your ACE school. That does it. That does it. Brother, if only two people in this world that believe that Bible of me and that woman right there, I'm going to preach against everybody in the world. And if she turns against it, I don't know what I'll do. I used to send preacher boys to Bob Jones University. To Dr. Custer down there, the theological department decided that the American Standard was a better Bible than the King James. When Becky, the stars are not falling. You say, "Brother Hines, what are you saying?" I'm saying I am not going to support any institution, if a phone booth will take care of my crowd. I'm preaching to that packed phone booth that this is the only book in this world that contains the very words of God Almighty. Well, you say, "I'm a deacon in this church. I don't agree with that." Well, you just have to worry about it. I have to take it because you're going to get it. You say, "You didn't used to." I know I didn't used to do it. There was no new King James, no new Scofield, no NIV, no new Revised Standard Version, no new American Standard Version, no Reader's Digest Condensed Version, no American Bible Society New English Version. They were not here. But brother, as they make it void, I'm going to lift it high. But why don't you get worried about them changing instead of me? Won't you get mad at those people that are changing? Our daughter Becky was out of high school. There was no Hiles Anderson College, and I set her down and I said, "Puddin, I'll pay your tuition in one of three institutions." I said, "There are three colleges I will accept. You decide where you want to go. And I'll pay your tuition at any one of these three colleges." If she were 18 right now, I wouldn't pay one dime to any one of them. You got a chip on your shoulder? Yes, about this book. And don't you think for a single cotton-picking or corn-plucking moment, don't you think that we're alone? The fastest-growing, hottest churches in America are in a camp that we're in right now. You ask these fellows like Doug Kalap over here, travel around the country. "Brother, we're growing because we have the living, never dying, eternal Word of God, and they don't have it." And you can't have a live church with a dead book. Well, Evan won't retire anyway. Let's make it plain. I'll repeat what I just said. I'll repeat the last 30 minutes so you'll understand it more clearly. I am not for any institution that claims to be Christian that uses any other Bible than the King James Bible. When they change books, I change opinions. I was on an airplane. I've always wanted to take an airplane ride. I upgraded to first class. I had a free little ticket there where I could, if they had some seats in first class, I could upgrade. I was sitting up in the first class section, about 12 people up there, I guess. One big old idiot stood up in Playboy magazine. He stood up in front of all 12 of us in that little first class section, held that Playboy magazine up. Lest you wonder how I feel, I'd rather have a Playboy magazine than NIV. It doesn't claim to be from God. Don't misunderstand me. I don't have one either. He stood up in front of the first class section and held up. He said, now I got it written down because I wrote it down. He said, look at this. When he sat down, I jumped up, walked up in front. Hey, I said, look at this. You say, Brother Hiles, do you do that every time you get on an airplane? No. It was a therefore. I'm not going to go out there tomorrow morning, get on the airplane, fly down south, and it's amazing how God provides where I go down south in January and February. What a Savior. What a God. I don't plan to get on the airplane. Hey, look at this. But some idiot stands up and holds a Playboy magazine up and says, look at this. This is going to be the next thing held up. Because they have made void thy law, therefore I love this book more. I defend this book more. You've heard the story, and I won't go into it. Don't want me to. I was in a barber shop, and for 15 minutes, the barber cussed my Savior. I jumped up in the chair with that little smock around me and preached Jesus for 15 minutes. Four barbers, four people sitting in the barber chair, 12 people waiting in the waiting chairs there, shine boy and a fella getting the shine, all of them froze like E.F. Hutton was speaking. For 15 minutes, I bragged on Jesus. Now, I don't go to every barber shop, walk in, stand up in a chair and say, listen to me, I won't preach about Jesus, but you let some rascal cuss him 15 minutes, and I'm going to praise him for 15 minutes. Because they have made void thy law, therefore. As a young man, on occasion, I preached on the blood. I still preach on occasion, every occasion. Because John MacArthur has made void the blood of Christ, therefore, I've changed. I've changed my emphasis on the blood because he has made void the blood. I didn't used to use the word queer in my preaching. Till the queer crowd got so organized, they didn't used to have queer parades. They didn't used to have fellows, I guess, with earrings. Well, I went for 40 years without preaching one time against men wearing earrings. You know why? Because no men wore earrings. They still don't. I said they still don't. But because men have started wearing earrings, therefore, I've changed. I seldom mention mixed women as a young preacher. I seldom mention women wearing shorts. Listen to me, young people, I'm preaching to you. I seldom mention women wearing pants. Because 45 years ago, you couldn't find women that wore pants unless they were whores. You couldn't find, you had a tough time finding a believer in Christ to go mix women. And I promise you, it wasn't any such thing as a church member, a female wearing shorts. Well, Brother Hodge, you changed. You didn't used to preach. I know, yeah, I changed because they've made void the teaching of the Word of God about it. Therefore, I've changed. I didn't preach for years on men wearing long hair. Because none did. None do now. Till the Beatles came along. Always somebody squashed them. The Rolling Stones. As soon as the Rolling Stones came along, I preached on the resurrection more because my stone was rolled away at Jerusalem. They came along. Bunch of long-haired hippies came along. Bunch of young people worshiped these dirty, sorry, rotten, stinking, satanic, demon-possessed singers and music. Therefore, I started preaching, you ought to get haircuts. I've changed. Psalmist said, every time to make more void the law, I change more. I'm more excitable than I used to be. I ain't used to do this. I do now. You know why? Because no charismatic's going to out that me. All across America, you got charismatic churches that are full tonight because Baptist preachers are exegeting the scripture from an NIV Bible. I preach harder than I used to. You know why I preach more old-fashioned preaching. When I was a kid preacher, nobody had drama in churches. The preachers provided the drama. Wish you could have heard some of the old-timers preach. They preached on Jonah. They'd get in the whale. It's better drama than you'll get in the drama department at blank-blank universities. They'll make popsicles in hell for we'll have a drama department at Howells Anderson College. You say, you didn't used to preach like that. I know. But back in the old days, brother, everybody preached. Well, Howells, you didn't used to preach against churches that closed down on Christmas night. No, they didn't used to. Church that closes down on Christmas night, I wish you'd just stay closed down for the duration. I've changed. I praise God more than I used to. I shout more than I used to. You know why? Because they curse Him more than they used to. They curse Him, therefore, I praise Him more. They preach less, therefore, I preach more. They get new Bibles, therefore, I preach more for this one against the others. I'm more for soul winning than ever. One reason is, back in the old days, everybody's for soul winning. They didn't all practice it. You never heard of lifestyle evangelism. Nobody had written articles in their magazines criticizing the bus ministry. But as they criticize the bus ministry, I aim to defend it more. And as they criticize soul winning, I aim to defend it more. We didn't have, in the old days, before I changed, we didn't have legal abortion. We didn't have queer parades. We didn't have New King James Bibles. We didn't have new Scofield Bibles. We didn't have nude swimming. We didn't have miniskirts. We didn't have women wearing pants. We didn't have the New English Version. We didn't have the Reader's Digest Condensed Version. We didn't have HBO. We had B.O. I'll wait for you. I'll wait till it seeps over the audience. We didn't have movie channel or even television in those days. We didn't have curse words in the newspapers. We didn't have cursing and sex on the radio and TV. We didn't have the NIV Bible. In the old days, we didn't have MacArthur's Bloodless Gospel. We didn't have lifestyle evangelism. We didn't have the contemporary version. We didn't have drama in our churches. We didn't have Christian movies. We didn't have, no, we didn't call church off on Christmas night. We didn't know what marijuana was in the old days. We didn't know what heroin was. We didn't have rock and roll dancing, hadn't been invented in those days. We didn't know what rock music was. We didn't have rock music. We didn't have TV soap operas. We didn't have hippies. We didn't have heavy metal music. We didn't have Showtime, movie channel. We didn't have the good news to modern man. We didn't have a living Bible. We didn't have prostitutes on Oprah program. We didn't have women or transsexuals on talk shows. We didn't have women congressmen, women mayors, women governors. We didn't have the American Bible Society catering to the Catholics. We didn't have the Gideons giving out false Bibles. We didn't have Baptist preachers preaching from the NIV. We didn't have lifestyle evangelism. We didn't have R-rated movies. We didn't have adult bookstores. Yep. The world has changed. Therefore, so have I. And when the world changes some more, so will I. The more false Bibles come out, the more I'm preaching for that one. And the more sin, the more wickedness, and the more schools change. Listen, young people, I'm preaching to you over there too. Sit up straight and behave in church. The more the school, I can tell you of a school less than 200 miles from where I'm standing right now, was founded by a man that would live and die for this King James Bible. I preached there for 22 consecutive years. No longer do they believe that Bible is the Word of God. As long as schools change, I keep the vow that I made to God 47 years ago. I will be loyal to principles and not to institutions. Unless you think I'm being critical of institutions, let me just make this very plain. Deacon Board can meet after the service tonight and vote to use the NIV Bible in Howells Henderson College tomorrow, and tomorrow night I'll find me a soapbox somewhere and preach against Howells Henderson College. If I don't set it on fire and burn it down. One good thing about preaching like this, you don't have to try to remember what you said last time. Let me read my text again. It's time for thee, O Lord, to work. For they have made void thy law. Now, look, criticize me if you want to, but you're taking a stand against the King James Bible if you do. And yet you'll send your kids off to schools that will tell them, choose your Bible. You'll send your kids off to school where the president will say, we teach from the King James in the classroom, but I use the NIV for my own private devotion. That's where you're sending them. I'm not mad at you. I'm trying to help you. All in the world I'm doing is I am defending the, the, the inspiration and the preservation of every single word in that book. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father. We've got to have an every word Bible or we can't live. So our text said, they've made void thy law. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. I loved them already, but now they've made void thy law. I love them above gold now. I loved them already, but I love them above fine gold now. Therefore, because they've made void thy law, therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. He said, I'm going to get my right and wrong from that book. Therefore, I hate every false way. Listen carefully and I'm through. The word way there is another word for the Bible. Precepts, commandments, law, all of these are words for the Bible in the 119th Psalm. What he is saying is, because they have made void thy law, I hate every false Bible. If you're going to pull out of this church because of my sermon, why don't you take the psalm, all David's psalms out of your Bible too? I'm saying that the world has changed an awful lot in the last 47 years. So have I, in direct proportion to how they change, I've changed. They call us fanatics. I call them liberals. But you don't get mad at them. You ought to hear what they say about fundamentalists. You never get upset because they criticize me. You get upset because I criticize them. And I'm mad about it. I hate every false Bible. I hate the New King James. I hate the New Scofield. You say, Brother Howes, aren't you afraid to criticize the Bible? I'm not criticizing the Bible. I'm exalting the Bible. Well, let's stand. Choir, you can sing. Do what you want to do.